7:21. We're joining now in the studios by Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martig. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is everyone today?
Great. A little traffic report for the morning for you. It is slick on the roads. I can testify to my way in. I haven't slipped and slided like that in a while. And I noticed across the street here, there's a little fender bender, too. So be careful out there if people haven't been out on the roads. It's slippery.
You know, this morning I left, and I was on the road pretty early today. I hit the road to come to work, which is all about five blocks. Yes. But I forgot my phone at home. Oh. So I circled around the block and parked on a hill that goes down where I ran into the house. And I thought, I wonder if this is going to stop. And it didn't. I had the car stopped in park, and it was just sliding down the hill.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So yes. I had to climb the hill by foot after getting to the bottom. But I got my phone. That's the good news.
There you go.
Well, last night we had a city council meeting.
Oh, can't we just talk more about the slippery roads?
This is fun.
I'm about to do my first donut of the year. Uh-oh. I'm like, my boys would be really proud of me. Mom, go mom.
Did you spin?
Yeah, just about. Just trying to crawl my way around a corner. So I disagree. Yes, be careful out there, folks. So anyway. Just morning fun, right?
It's one of those school days where I'm glad I don't have to sit in the classroom all day. Let's move on to the agenda or the council meeting last night. Well, first of all, you had the Heritage Preservation Commission gave their annual report to you last night. Let's start off with that. What did they have to say?
Yeah, so they... Reve Needham, our assistant city planner, was there on behalf of the HPC. There is an annual report that they need to give each year. And so just really articulating the work that they've done over the past year. And I'm not sure, I think they might have to submit that to the state or something with regards to be able to keep our historic district status. I'm not sure. I might be talking just above myself here, but it's just... Our HPC has done such significant work over multiple generations, really looking over and ensuring that our downtown or anything within the historic district is maintaining its historical status, which is what Northfield is really known for. And so this is just really an update to the council on that. They approved a local heritage preservation site at 418 College Street. It's an A.W. Norton house. They approved a 6th certificate of appropriateness for the exterior alteration and demolitions, and just one demolition, and 7 sign permits in the historic downtown area. So just really important work on behalf of our community, and really appreciate them being there.
All right, let's move on to the regular agenda. First of all, this is your first meeting since we had the elections last week. So you did approve the abstract of votes cast. For our listeners, what is approving the abstract of votes cast? Is that just like saying the elections were good?
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of a procedural thing. You're accepting the results. The city clerk provides the information to the council. Then under state law, the council is the local elected political jurisdiction, has to basically recognize those votes cast and basically as part of the process, and then they're submitted onto the state. And so council basically accepted that report last night, and we did have some local council elections, and so... Mm-hmm. Davin Socup was elected in as the council member at large, was a contested case with Thelma Estrada. Both have served on are currently serving on our boards and commissions. And Kathleen Holmes, council member, Ward 1, and then Jessica Peterson-White over Aaron Schindler. Jessica's are sitting on our city council currently. So local elections, those were obviously the results that the council basically recognized the votes that were cast.
So you will have two new city councilors next year, and I guess we'll see what that brings to the council, but perhaps some new ideas and some new perspectives.
Perhaps.
Who knows?
You know, that's a really interesting point, because I think one of the things that I've been advocating for is that when we go out and we do our plans, that we are doing an excellent job of getting the feedback and the input of the community as a whole, so that every time a new council gets elected, and that could happen again in 2024, right, that we have the base of our comprehensive plan. That is our 10-year plan, where it really talks about where we're going. And it's really important that when we are bringing new people on, that we are asking them, are they going to stay on task with the adopted vision of the community? Because at any time you come in, if you're constantly changing that vision, you're never going to arrive at your destination. And I think that really hurts all of us as a community. So I'm hoping new perspectives are really good, right? But as a whole, hopefully we've got the buy-in of the community, and we're headed in the right direction with our comprehensive plan, as well as the other plans that we've adopted as a city council.
All right. You'll be considering, or last night, you considered the approval of a professional service agreement with Barr Engineering. And I find this kind of fascinating for the Ames Mill removal, for them doing a study on what yeah. the repercussions of the Amesville are, the Ames Mill, if it's taken out, what that would be. First of all, did you take action on that? Did you approve the go-ahead with the study?
Yeah, we did approve the study last evening for that analysis that's done. This is really kind of building off of our Riverfront Action Plan for the city, and one of the action pieces of the sequence related to the chart was looking at being able to activate the Cannon River for more uses, such as canoeing and kayaking, paddling, and boarding. And so one thing that they'll be looking at is the dam, and whether or not they're longer term, whether or not there's the ability to make it where you can navigate through the dam itself. And so part of that process is really looking at analyzing the dam in its current condition, what maintenance there might need with that. There will be an option to take a look at just replacing the dam with the kind of what it is existing, and then there'd be two other scenarios it would look at as well. So it could include things like converting it more to more like a natural kind of rapids and consideration with that as a possibility. One of the things that we know through the Riverfront Enhancement Committee, which I think they worked over probably it was like 18 months or so, yeah. Probably mayor sat in on that. They really identified that the ecological health for the dam can really be damaging to the environment through, you know, the plants and fish and that kind of a thing, and showing kind of how when they're replaced with something different that you really get to see the native fish come back and the river can kind of start to thrive again in those components with it. But Barr is going to be taking a look at it. It is owned by Post, and so we have been working closely with them, and they're supportive of this as well. So it'll be taking a look at that action and what results we might have. I would say, too, that it is designated. It's got a historical designation to it, too, with the significance of the Ames Mill. And there is a federal kind of process that we'll be going through as it relates to the historical review. So there'll be things like archaeological analysis and those kinds of things like we're doing with Bridge Square. So we'll be using similar consultants with that.
We're talking about, once again, the possible removal of the Amesville Dam. This has been kicked around quite a bit. You know, Malt-O-Meal has owned that for so many years before Post bought Malt-O-Meal. They didn't really seem to be too interested in even discussing it. Has the reception been a little bit warmer from Post? Has anything been different? I know probably neither one of you are around back in the days, but... Mm-hmm. Do they seem pretty amenable to discussions about this?
Yes, staff's working directly with them. So we've had meetings with them through the Riverfront Enhancement process, and then we'll be working much more closely with them on this one as well. So yeah, we're working with their officials. You know, they've got concerns as it relates to how the Ames Mill also might be impacted with this. That was identified in the last study that was done, too, that mm-hmm. taking a look at in how the river relates. Things, too, like the preliminary flood analysis that we've done, too, have suggested that the water levels could go down a little bit, but with the design With an alternative design. If you do an alternative design, though, there is still a way to kind of hold the pooling and things. So they'll be looking at all those kinds of things, how it might impact the river downstream and upstream, as well as the buildings in the area and like our flood wall. So those will all be kind of in consideration with that. There'll also be some visuals of what things would look like as concept plans. It would be helpful to kind of see what it would look like.
Looking forward to seeing the results on that. When will they be available? Any idea yet what their timeline is?
I don't have the current schedule at my fingertips, and I'm not sure that we've got it completely defined out, but I think okay. We'll be ramping it up here and probably be over the next 6 months, I would assume we'll be working on this.
Okay. Once again, City Administrator Ben Martig with us, along with Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Let's move on to Parks and Rec. We've talked about that, and you've talked about that a couple of times when we've been in before. The Northfield has been what some people believe is radically underfunding our Parks and Rec department. Discuss that a bit last night. Tell us what the discussion was about, what the focus was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So this has been a really significant undertaking over several months now, where we have been not only doing some comparison and analysis with other communities out there and around the state, but also getting the feedback and the input of the people that are utilizing our park system. And our park system can be everything from Lashbrook Park, which is more of a passive, peaceful park, to like Seckler or Spring Creek, where they're hosting tournaments within the community, or our downtown Riverwalk area, which is a major area in which we host large events like DJJD and Vintage Band Festival. So really just taking the time to talk with folks out there and to see what are their expectations about our parks. Are they meeting the needs of our community? And 10 years out, will they still be meeting our needs? I think it's been, we saw a significant amount of people that were engaged in that process. There were QR codes that were placed out in the neighborhood parks around the community. And a lot of people gave their feedback and input. Over 400 written comments, over 900 responses to the survey. It was just really appreciated people taking the time to give their feedback and their input on it. Obviously, our park system has been underfunded for over a decade now, and I think it's just an opportune time to really look at how do we move forward and bring forward a park system, bring it into the 21st century so that it's meeting the needs of the community.
So you've got the survey. How do you go about meeting the needs of the survey of the people from this standpoint? What's the next stage, and what are the next stages as you go through this process?
So I would say,
said the same thing.
That'll be a challenging part. So the we were looking at about $10 million in just the maintenance side of things and all of the improvements. So the prioritization, they did talk about, or did get some feedback on some of that. So things like year-round recreation were identified. Riverfront amenities got a high ranking. More paved trails are supportive. And then restroom facilities. And then last of all, improving natural areas. So those were some top kind of areas that there was interest in. We did see there was a pretty strong community support, I think, related to maintenance and rehabilitation, over 52% based on what they had, were supportive of that. And then on the new improvements that we looked at as well, still pretty strong support there. But I think there's also a good chunk with those with reservations, and I think that's important, too, to your question that you just answered is, okay, these are a lot of projects still, and there's the funding side of it. What's the cost impact of this? Were there different ways we can fund it? And that's where I think it gets into future steps about coming back and looking at those and then putting numbers to, okay, how are the different ways to fund it? And so I know the report and identifying where the interest is on supporting the priorities doesn't necessarily get into those details about, okay, now how do we fund it? So I think one of the first things is probably just finalizing the survey results and rankings. It will go back to the Parks Board for discussion and then the council in the new year in January. So probably be accepting the results, which is usually a common practice with the council to kind of accept the reports they receive. And then what, I guess? I think we'll have some probably work sessions and figuring out what's next steps with that on, mm-hmm. on putting it together. But the actual analysis will be wrapping up here in early in the new year.
All right. That was it for the regular agenda. Anything else you'd like to bring up while we have you in here?
I don't think so.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah,
always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Be careful as you go out and about.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks,
all right.
Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, City Administrator Ben Bartig. You're listening to 95.1 The One. We've got Tim coming in news with a side of sports in just a few minutes.